up, my beautiful flower garden? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Concrete Rose Chronicles. You already know what it is. We got your girl Onyx on the ones and twos, giving it to you straight up, no chaser.
Today I want to talk about love and money. I personally don't think the two go together, but it's a big topic that I see daily across social media. I hear it on the radio shows. So let's get into it. If you as a grown person are living alone, single, living your best life, you're paying all your bills, you're paying 100%. Then you meet somebody and y'all start dating, and let's say it gets serious and you're talking about moving in together. And well, let's go with guy number one. Guy number one can meet you at halfway, 50%. You are already paying 100% by yourself. This guy steps in and he's willing to meet you halfway. Y'all are going 50-50. That should be a win because you were paying 100%. But a lot of times that's not looked at as a win. It's looked at as I could do that by myself. Then there's guy number two. Guy number two will come in and pay all of the bills. And you can keep your money and save it, or you can use it for y'all's joint ventures. But at the end of the day, he pays all of the bills. And then there's guy number three. Guy number three is the guy who can't even meet you at halfway. He's the guy who, you know, you can care about, but he can't really build with him. So I've given you the three types of men you can come across, right? I guess my question is, why is guy number two the most desired and valued guy? If guy number one can meet you at halfway and release some of your burden, why isn't he looked at as a win? That's kind of what I want to focus on today. I feel like the way society is set up nowadays, and the things that we see on TV and the things that we see on social media, are conditioning us in the wrong ways. It's teaching us that, you know, somebody's got to be a baller or a hot boy or able to carry our whole load as if we're not a whole individual. What happened to, you know, giving 100% in a relationship? What happened to, you know, 50-50 being okay? It's almost like we're wanting to go backwards, but not really. Because back in the day, the men worked, the women stayed home. Now, women work just as much, if not more, as men do. And they're still expected to pay 100% of the bills. Why is that? And where is her money going? That's going to do it for today's episode. You can always send us an email with any questions, concerns, or if you have some topics or responses. ConcreteRoseChronicles@gmail.com. Can't wait to hear from y'all.